session would be questions and answers. We've got two questions. අපි ලැබිලා තියෙන ප්‍රශ්න අපි ඉදිරිපත් කරමු. This question, why did you ask us to focus only on bodily sensations related to the breath? Why shouldn't we focus on the knowing we feel? So, let me translate this. This is a thing. The bhavana vidi ne kaye jani gana nitarak balanna kiwe ai kiyala ahana me husma gana balanna nathu. Man kan godak kaye samanya kurudu husma gana balanna dan meten kiwe husma gana balanna eka කයේ තියෙන දේ දැනීම ගැන බලන්න කියලා පිළිදීම හැකියිනා වගේ කයට දැනෙන දේවල් එහෙම කිව්වේ ඇයි කියලා තමයි ප්‍රශ්නේ ඉදිරිපත් කරලා තියෙන්නේ.
දැනෙන දෙකේ වෙනසක් තියෙනවා. ඒකට හුස්ම ඉදිකයි කොටයි නැත්නම් හයියෙන් යනවා හෙමින් යනවා මේ ප්‍රශ්න ගැන මේවා හිතෙන් හදන සංකාරකේ සංස්කරණය කරන දේ. ඉදිකයි කියන එක දැනෙන දෙයක් නෙමෙයි ඒක හිතෙන් කියන දෙයක් දෙන නමක්. එනවා තේ දැනෙනදී බලන එක තමයි මේ කාය වස්සනාවේදී කරන්න කියන්නේ කියලා. ඔකට මේ පින්බීම හැකිලිම කියන එකෙත් ඒක වචනෙන් පටන් ගත්තට වචනයට වඩා මේ මොහොතේ දැනෙන ස්වභාවය නිසා බලා ඉන්න කියනවා වගේ අදහස. ඒක දැන් අපි හුස්ම ගැන බලා ඉන්නවා කියලා බලා ඉන්න ගියාම හුස්ම ගැන අපි හිතෙන් හදන දේවල් ටික අපේ දැනුම එකට දාන්න යනවා. ඒවා සංස්කාර සංඛාර ගොඩක්. ඒකට කායන පස්සනාදී ඇත්තටම වෙනවා ඒ කියන්නේ විසුද්ධි මාර්ගය එහෙම කියලා තියනවලු ඒ කියන විදිහට මේ කයේ දැනීම දකින විදිහ තමයි මේ කායන පස්සනාවේදී ප්‍රගුණ වෙන්නේ.
යථා යථා හි සරූපං සුවික්කාලිතං හෝති නිජ්ජතං සුපරිසුතං තථා 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 රමණ අරූප ධම්ම සයමේව පකතා හෝති. It becomes clear by itself. The arupa dhamma, sayameva becomes clear by itself without having to focus on it. That's the theory. When you focus on the rupa dhamma, the arupa dhamma, which is the mind, becomes clear by itself. Tadaramana, the rupa dhamma, because the arupa dhamma takes rupa dhamma as the object. So the arupa dhamma, when you focus on the rupa dhamma, you also see the mind, of course.
Rupa dharma kiyana deval tamai ekata dakinna puluwan. Ekata arupa dharma kiyena me manasen karana deval tika ibema dakinna puluwan. Apata mulin patan ganna puluwan rupa dharma diha bali. Ekata kaya upasana yadi karanne rupa dharma diha balai. එතකොට අරූප ධර්ම ටික ඉබේම වැටෙනවා කියලා. රූප ධර්ම හිතට දකින්නකොට අරූප ධර්ම එකෙන් හිතෙන් කරන දේවල් ටික දකින්න පුළුවන්කමක් එනවා වගේ අදහසක්. Another question දැන්තේ මේක අහන අදාපට ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ කියා දුන් පින්බීම හැකිලිම භාවනාව අප කලින් ඔබ තමාගේ ඉගෙනගත් ඔබ ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ කියන්න බෑ. කලින් ඉගෙනගත් ආනාපාන සතියට සමාන භාවනා ක්‍රමයක් දෙන්න දැන ගැනීමට කැමැත්තෙමි. කරුණාකර මේ පහදා දෙන ලෙස ගෞරවයෙන් ඉල්ලා සිටිමි. You understand?
No. This is
this පිම්බීම හැකිලීම expansion and contraction, it's a kind of new technique for them because they used to practice the anapanasati, the air flow, and also the close to the nose and mouth that practice. So this is a completely new method for many of them. So they are asking this Pimbima Hakilima Bhavanava. It is not the not what we heard before as anapanasati. So so this is also equivalent, whether it is an equivalent method to that. That's the question.
Oh, okay. Anapanasati. Well, anapanasati can the history of this technique is when it was made popular, it wasn't called anapanasati. It was specifically described as, or clarified as not being anapanasati. And this, it's actually, there's a technical reason for this, because for those of us who follow the Theravada tradition and the Buddha Gosa and the Visuddhi Magga, the Visuddhi Magga says that anapanasati is a samatha meditation. It's a meditation that starts with samatha. So, this technique tries to take someone without the benefit of samatha meditation and start with vipassana. If you're going to do that, you can't technically use anapanasati. Now, why that is the case is because vipassana has to take, as I said, it has to take paramattha dhamma. The aramana, the object of vipassana meditation, has to be ultimate reality, paramattha dhamma. There is no breath in paramattha dhamma. You will not find the breath listed anywhere. When you focus on the breath going into the body, the going into the body is a concept. The going out of the body is in your mind. You are thinking, now the breath is going out of the body. You're not paying attention to the paramattha dhamma, which are anicca, dukkha, and atma. You're focusing instead on the constant flow of air in and out. And in the explanations, this will lead you to jhana. This is for the purpose, in the beginning at least, to lead you to jhana. So, when the idea was to teach vipassana meditation, they had to look at the scriptures and find a way to use the breath for vipassana meditation. If you're going to use it for vipassana meditation, as I said, you have to focus on the four Mahabhuta and the mind, the four dhatus. And so if you read, maybe you can explain that, I'm sorry, it's a little confusing. You understand what I said? So, anapanasati is technically considered to be samatha meditation. So you can't technically use it for vipassana. If you want to use it for vipassana, you have to use the way that the breath affects the paramattha dhamma, which is the rupa, the mahabhuta, the dhatu.
Mithili samatha vipassana venasak vistarakarana samatha edhi apata anapana satya yudhagana puluvan. Siddhinaka sandharam ena vidihata ආනාපාන සතිය සමතේ වැඩිමක් විදිහට තමයි සාමාන්‍යයෙන් ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නේ. මොකද විපස්සනා කියලා අදහස් කරන්නේ පරමාර්ථ ධර්ම දැක්මක්. පරමාර්ථ ධර්ම කියනකොට සම්මුතියෙන් එහාට ගිහිල්ලා ඇත්ත ඇති හැටි නැත්තම් පවතින ස්වභාව කියන එක මට්ටමට යනවා. ඒකෙදි ධාතු සතර මහා ධාතු.
So if you want to use anapanasati, you have to make sure that you, if you want to use it for you, so the question is, are they the same? There's nothing wrong with samatha bhavana, but it's not the same. If you go that way, you have to practice samatha first and then continue on with vipassana later. If you want to practice vipassana now, which is the way we are doing it here, you have to take anapanasati according to the Mahabhuta. So there are two ways. One is at the nose, you can focus on the heat, tejo dhatu, or even the little bit of vayo dhatu is the pressure, or you can focus at the stomach. We choose the stomach because it's more coarse, it's specifically mentioned in the texts, the wind in the stomach, and it takes you away from anapanasati as far as becoming a samatha meditation.
Anapanasatiya vipassana vidhata vedaneedi eka usmak vidhata dakinata vada ekena danena munusum sisil gatiya wenna puluwan rasnayak seetalak ehema naththam tada gatiya ඇතන ගතිය ඒක ධාතු ස්වභාවයක් විදියට වායු ධාතු නැත්නම් පටවි ධාතු හැබැයි ස්වභාවය. ඒ ස්වභාවය දිහා බලා ඉන්නවා නම් ඒක විදර්ශනා පැත්තට වැටෙනවා. තෝකර හුස්ම කියලා නම දෙන්න කොටසක් එන්නේ මෙතන තියෙන දැනීම් ස්වභාවය. ප්‍රශ්නේ අඩු වැඩිමක් වෙන්න පුළුවන්. හැපෙන ගතිය යම් කිසි ස්වභාවයක් වෙන්න පුළුවන්. ඒ තියෙන දැනීමක් දිහා බලා ඉඳීම විතරයි. තෝකර හුස්ම කියන නමට යන්නේ නැහැ. ඒක හුස්මද තෝකර හුස්මද කියන කතාවකට එන්නේ නැහැ. දැනීම් ස්වභාවය ධාතු ස්වභාවය දකින්න කියන එක තමයි. දැන් ඒක වැඩිපුර දකින්න පුළුවන් කියනවා මේ බඩේ තීන්දීම හැකිලිම තද වෙන ගතිය ගුරුල් වෙන ගතිය දකින්න හැකියි.
Either way, the object is no longer the breath. It is now the, and this is important because of following the texts, not going by anyone's opinion except the ancient texts, the only of the 40 kamatana, the one that you use if you want to practice only vipassana, is the chaturdhatu vivatana kamatana. This is the text says, if your practice is sukha vipassaka, only vipassana, you start with the 4 dhatus. This, so it's going according to the text. This is the tradition. I know the tradition most people have is, anyway, translate that, I have one more thing to say. In the texts, the only of the 40 kamatana that is used for vipassana is the chaturdhatu vivatana kamatana. It is the one that they say to use for vipassana meditation.
Samasatalis kamatahan wala hataliha tibunata etanin vipassana avata tiyena ekama pramaya me chaturdhatu
vivatana. Vivatana means to separate out, separate.
Vivatana. Chaturdhatu vivatana. ධාතුන් වෙන් කරලා දැකීමේ හැකියාව එන භාවනාව තමයි විපස්සනාවට ගන්න පුළුවන් කියලා visiting visuddhi.
When the visuddhi mark. It's very clear. And when you get to the panya nidesa, this is a very clear statement.
ඒක විසුද්ධි මාර්ගයට අනුව ඒ විදිහට සඳහන් වෙනවලු. But for your information, many of us not following visuddhi marga in Sri Lanka mainly. But anyway, we refer that as well.
Wasn't Buddha Gosa from, wasn't the Visuddhi Magga written in Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka, but we believe, many used to believe it is later on kind of edition. So many used to refer main Tripitaka.
Well, the main Sri Tripitaka Lanka. Doesn't.
Yeah. It's different doesn't. From Thailand tradition. Yeah. විසුද්ධි මාර්ගයට අනුව සමසතලිස් කමඨහන් අතරින් විදර්ශනාවටම යොමු වෙන්නේ අර ධාතු වෙන් කරලා දැකීමේ භාවනාව කියලා. ඒසේ ධාතු මනසිකාර සිමිල ධාතු මනසිකාර කියලා කියනවා. ඒ කියන්නේ ධාතුන් වෙන් කොට දැකීමේ හැකියාවක් දෙන භාවනාව තමයි විදර්ශනාවට යොමු වෙන්නේ අනිත්‍යක සමතයට.
The Visuddhi Magga is 1500 years old. I mean, what could you come up with since then that's going to be better than that?
I mean,
because anything you come up with better after that is your own commentary. So you have to say something that is 50 years old or 150 years old versus 1500 years old.
It's not a kind of completely rejection, but we do not totally rely on that. So it's a collection of methods. But many, for example, we used to refer Anapani Sati Sutta, Anapana Sutta, in Sutta, like that.
Yeah, so if you want to go that way, then I have to make it clear that that's not the way I teach. The way that is teaching is to practice Samatha first, and then Vipassana. Because if you read through the Anapanasati, you can see, first you calm the mind and you will go through the 4 jhanas, no? The Anapanasati is to take you through the 4 jhanas. So, if you have the time, more than one day, that you want to spend to cultivate first tranquility, and eventually get to the three tilakana, then absolutely, go ahead. It's great. That is a great path. But you come here for one day, very little hope that you can get through all of the Anapanasati Sutta. Mostly what you just get is a bit of calm. This is why we offer a way for people to find vipassana right now and in their daily life, because you can't take anapanasati into your daily life. If someone starts shouting at you or you get in a car accident, anapanasati is not going to do you so much good. Vipassana gamatana will allow you to satipatthana bhavana, the four satipatthana. If you want to go by the Tipitaka, we have the parts of the Satipatthana Sutta that relate to your experience. These will help you in all situations. So you can say pain, 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 and focus on the pain as a kamatana. This is something that is useful if you don't have the time to take to go into the forest and cultivate the jhana.
So it takes longer if you practice samatha first and...
Well, you'd think so. The texts are quite clear how you need solitude, viveka, you need suitable environment, everything you need for to enter into the jhanas. It's great to do, but I don't think it's very easy here.
Anyway. They are practicing, there are various methods, they are practicing. Right. Some of them...
You know what I teach now.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't want to invite me next time, that's fine, but okay. This is what I teach.
Swami කියන්නේ දැන් මේ විදර්ශනාවකට යන එක තමයි මෙතෙන් කියාවෙන්නේ සමතේ පැත්ත නෙවෙයි. මොකද සමත විපස්සනා දෙකම කරන්න ගියත් එක දවසකින් කරන්න බෑ. මම මේකදී වැඩිපුරය දෙන්නේ කොහමද විදර්ශනාව කරන හැටි කියලා. නැහැ තමයි අර වේදනාව කියන එක ඒ වේදනාවක් විදිහට දකින්න. ඒකට කයේ දැනීම ඒ කයේ දැනීමක් විදිහට දකින්න. එතෙන්දී ඒ ධාතු ස්වභාවය වැඩිපුර දකින විදිහට තමයි අපි මේක නමක් දෙනවට වඩා මොනව හරි දෙයක් හදාගෙන ඒ දිහා බලලා ඉන්නට වඩා මේකේ තියෙන ඒ මොහොතේ දැනෙන දේ දිහා බලන්න කියලා. ඒ කියන්නේ ඇත්ත ස්වභාවය තදගතියද කුලඟක් වගේද වගේ එහෙම ධාතු ස්වභාවයෙන් දකින්න පුළුවන් නම් ඒක විදර්ශනාව වෙනවා කියලා. ඒකට එතනදී හුස්ම කියලා හරි ඉවන් පිබීම හැකිලීම ඉහට සිද ධාතු.
Well, that is the ධාතු. That's a name for the vayu dhatu, the expansion.
So pindina kyane vayu dhatu hai. Pindina sabhave vayu dhatu sabhave. Then
because you know even in the Tipitaka the five khandas.
Yes.
Five khandas even doesn't contain the breath. So you have to ask, where does the breath fit into the five khandas?
ත්‍රිපිටකයේ පංචස්කන්ධය කියනකොට රූප වේදනා සංඥා සංකාර විඤ්ඤාණ එතන කොහෙද අහනවා හුස්ම තියෙන්නේ
රූප is the four dhatus.
Yes.
So vayu dhatu is not breath, it's the experience. The point is, see, it doesn't matter what text you go by, the point is it has to be what you experience. You don't experience breath going in. You experience every place, right? Science will tell you, modern science will tell you this. You experience at the nerve endings in your body. So pick one spot and focus on the kaya, the experience, the physical experience that comes from the breath. So you can call it anapanasati, but it's different. It's not the concept of the breath.
ඉතාලියෙන් කියන හුස්ම දැනෙනවා කියලා ඇත්තටම දැනෙන්නේ මේ එක එක තැන් වල දැනෙන ස්වභාවයක් කියලා. science. ඔය ටික එකතු කරලා අපි දෙන එකක් තමයි මේ හුස්ම යනවා එනවා කියන එක. එහෙනම් ඒකයි ළඟට ඉස්සෙල්ලා කියපු රූප කියන එක. රූප එකේ කොටසක් තමයි මේ වායෝ ධාතු කියන එක. පඨවි ආපෝ තේජෝ වායෝ කියන එකයි කියන්නේ රූප. ඒකට මේ රූප කියන එක දිහා තමයි බලන්න තියෙන්නේ. රූපමය දැනීම කියන එකේ හුස්ම කියලා දෙයක් නැහැ.
So, anapanasati is wonderful. It's very useful, but you have to separate actually focusing on the breath versus focusing on the experience caused by the breath. And the experience caused by the breath, that one leads to vipassana. There's nothing wrong with this one either, but it's only samatha because it's not real. You focus in one, out one, in two, out two. That samatha is good, but not vipassana.
I can attend the adhas karanne yan anapana satiye kiyala me husmak athulata yanawa husmak ediyata yanawa ekai ekai ediyata karana swabhavaya gana me kiyanne ehema nathuwa me athul wenna pita wenna hariye unath danena swabhavaya balana nam eka vipassana awaya eka meka husma kiyala nivei kiyanne husma nisa යම් කිසි දැනීම් ස්වභාවයක් තියෙනවා. ඒ දැනීම් ගොඩේ එකතුවක් විදිහට මේ අපි හුස්මක් පනවන්නේ. හුස්මක් පනවන්නේ නැතුව දැනීම් ටික දිහා බලලා ඉන්නවා නම් ඒක විපස්සනාව. නේද? ඒක නිකන් මෙහෙම ගොඩක් අය කරන්නේ. ඒක I think most of them practicing it. Not the counting.
Huh?
Not the counting they are referring. Anapanasati is the feelings kind of like as you mentioned the temperature difference or the kind of
yeah, thing. Just being aware, not noting, no? No mantra.
No.
Okay.
No words at all.
Well, so you invited me here to teach today. So you're welcome not to come. You're welcome to leave if you don't want to practice this way. Or you're welcome to practice your own way. I didn't ask to come. So you have my technique. I tell you, it works. If you want to use this technique to see anityai, dukkai, anatmai, there's no question you will see it. Probably many of you seeing it already and are very unhappy about it because no one wants to see anityai, dukkai, anatmai. But it's there for you. And it's a very, very strong technique. The use of a mantra, this isn't the question, but if we talk about this as well, the use of a mantra was the recognized type of meditation in the time of the Buddha. Why does the Visuddhimagga full of it, you know, full of mantra? When you practice Pattavika Sinna, you say Pattavi, Pattavi, Pattavi. It's spelled out that you use a mantra, a word. That is what we understand as meditation. Anyone can sit there and you know, observe. A dog knows. A dog can sit and observe its breath. This is what the Satipatthana Sutta, the commentary to the Satipatthana Sutta says. What is so special about sati, about mindfulness? Don't we already know that we're going? And they says, well, a dog knows when it's going. A dog can be aware when it's walking. The kamatana, the accepted kamatana in ancient times was to use a mantra. So there are two kinds of meditation, but they both use, with samatha meditation, you use a mantra. With vipassana meditation, you would also use a mantra. Like the Buddha said, gacchanto va gacchamiti pajanati. Knowing I go, gacchami is a word that refers to I'm going, I'm walking, no, I'm walking. But it's one word in
Mantra meditation kiela. I think you prefer to repeat the word.
Yes,
again.
Mantra is a word that that focuses you on the object.
Yeah. Kama vachanayak ma kiya kiya ediha bala indine kramayakut tiyanawa. හුස්මට එන්න පුළුවන් හුස්ම ගන්නවා වෙනවා හුස්ම හුස්ම කියලා ඒ විදිහට එන්න පුළුවන් එක එක විදිහට ඒ වචනය දාගෙන වෙන්න පුළුවන් එහෙම ක්‍රමයකුත් තියෙනවා මෙතන ඊළඟට වෙනසක් පෙන්නනවා මේ සතිපට්ඨානයේදී අපි ඉරියව් වල අවධානයෙන් ඉන්න කියනවා කියන එක දැන් බල්ලෙක් උනත් යනකොට උදන්නවලු මේ යනවා කියලා. එතකොට අපි දැන් මේ ඇවිදිනකොට ඇවිදිනවා කියලා දන්න එකේ තිරිසන් සතා දන්න එකේ වෙනසක් තියෙනවා කියන එක සතිපට්ඨානයේ. So gacchattova gacchanti bhajana.
Gacchattova gacchanti
bhajana. Gacchattova
gacchanti bhajana.
Nissinomiti. Yeah. What's the difference between that animal and the human being?
The human being can recognize, can create mindfulness to change the stream. No, so normally we know we're walking, and then we say, I am walking, or we say it's good, it's bad, we project, we judge. And the animal does this unconsciously. They don't have the ability to clear the mind of the judgment. So sati is the practice of clearing the mind of that judgment after you know that you're walking, to remind yourself, to be aware of it only as walking, no, as seeing, like they say, to be aware of seeing as only seeing, that is a human ability. Ditte ditta matangavisati, a dog cannot do that. So the human has the ability to say, that is only seeing. And so that is the use of the mantra. It's this practice of reminding yourself it's only seeing. When you say to yourself, seeing, seeing, you're reminding yourself. And that's what a dog can look at.
But me, vachanayak nitra nitra yadagane prayojane api yara e mata godanagana anikdeval valin midan evidina kota evidina wana ettan dakina kota dakina dakina kiyala vitarak ena kota e dakina de gana satutu wenna hari gatenna hari yana e mata hadena සිතුවිලි අයින් කර ගැනීම හැකියාව මනුෂ්‍යයන්ට තියෙනවා. සතෙකුට ඒ හැකියාව නැහැ. ඒකට ප්‍රයෝජනයක් වෙන්න තමයි ඒ වගේ වචනයක් යදාගෙන ඒ භාවනාවක් කරන්න පුළුවන් කියලා කියන්නේ. Yeah, next question also see here to that. සක්මන් භාවනාවේදී ධාතු වල ක්‍රියාකාරීත්වය දැකිය හැකිද? During walking meditation, is it possible to see the dhatu nature?
Absolutely.
Yeah, please explain.
Yeah, one thing they say is you don't have to say to yourself, Patuvi, Apo, Dejo, Vayo, you don't have to say the words. Because the Buddha didn't. The Buddha said, gacchanto va gacchami. He used the word gacchami, which is very strange because it means I am going. You know, and you think, well, that's very wrong to say I am going. Because it's not I am going. But the word is just a means to remind yourself of the movement. The movement is already the dhatu. That experience that you have, that is the dhatu. So that vayodhatu. That is the experience of the dhatu. In the first step, it's actually quite sort of simple, overly simple. When you continue practicing, some of you might be familiar, we actually break the step up into six parts. And so then we're aware of the individual aspects of the dhatu, like lifting, moving, placing, that kind of thing. And it allows you to be aware of the individual dhatu.
The dhatu sabhave dakina puluvan kila kiyanne apiyara mama yanava kiyana mattame nidila evidina kota denena sabhave antika movement කියන්නේ චලන ය වෙන ගතිය දකින්න එක ඒ වායු ධාතුවේ ක්‍රියාකාරීත්වයක් විදිහට දකින්න. ඇවිදීම තුල ඇවිදිනවා කියනට වඩා මෙතන තියෙන ඒ අවස්ථාවේදී තියෙන චලන ස්වභාවයන් වලට සිත යොමු කරනකොට ඒකෙන් අපි වායු වායෝ කියලා කිව්වේ නැතුවට ඒ දකින්නේ වායු ධාතු ක්‍රියාකාරීත්වය. එහෙන අවබෝධයක් ගන්න පුළුවන්. Is it complete vayu dhatu kind of realize or the
pottery? Like with lifting, there will be vayu dhatu and tejo, you know, there'll be the cold feeling. Moving, there will be the cold feeling. When you press on the ground, there will be patavi dhatu. But this is not what you have where you have to concern yourself. This is why I said all that's important is that it's the real experience. Right? So even with the breath, if it's the experience at the nose, that experience, if you focus on that experience, that can be vipassana. If you focus on the experience here, but it's not the breath, it's the body. It's the physical experience. So when you move the foot, that physical experience has the dhatus in it. You don't have to worry which dhatu is it or so on. If you're aware of the experience, that is enough. This is the moving experience.
වායු ධාතුව වගේ ඒකේ යම් කිසි රස්නයක් සීතලක් සමරයට රක්ලගෙන යනකොට සීතල ගතියක් දැනෙන්න පුළුවන්. ඒ පොළොවේ ගැටෙනකොට තද වෙන ගතිය. ඒ ගති තමන්ට දකින්න පුළුවන්. ඒකට බලා ඉන්න ඕන ඒ ගති ටික දිහා. ඒවට නම් දෙන්න නෙවෙයි. මේ පටවි මේ වායුව එහෙම කියන නෙවෙයි. ඒ වෙලාවේ තියෙන එක්ස්පීරියන්ස් එක තමයි උස්මෙදි කියන්නේ මෙතන තියෙන එක්ස්පීරියන්ස් එක දකින්න කියලා. මේ මොහොතේ රස්නයක් සීකලක් තද වෙන ගතියක් අපි හැපෙන ගතියක් කියලා හිතන්නේ ගති. මේ මොහොතේ සිද්ධ වෙන ගතිය දකින්න පුළුවන් නම් ඒක විපස්සනා. එතකොට උස්මක් කියන එක දකින්න බෑ. අපි මේ ගති ටික එකතු කරලා දෙන නම
Why is this distinction important? Because all we're trying to see in vipassana is what I said this morning. Three things. Anityai, dukkai, anatmai. If your object has these three characteristics, you are practicing vipassana. Well, if you are meditating on that, not just, you know, watching it and reacting to it, because we all see anityai, dukkai, anatmai every day and we react to it. We get angry, we get upset. We cry and moan when these things arise. If you are seeing these three characteristics clearly and learning not to react to them and learning not to chase them away or try to change them so they can be nityai, sukhai, atmai, then you are practicing vipassana. So the breath itself will lead you to samatha because it is nityai, sukhai, atmai. Right? This is why it's so calming, because it's in and out. So it's that we don't want. If your practice of anapanasati is focusing on something that is anityai, dukkai, anatmai, you can gain vipassana. That's the only distinction we have. We need to see these three things. And that's in the Tipitaka. This is not some commentary.
Vipassana vada kiyala anduraganna honda vidihak kiyana. ත්‍රිලක්ෂණ අනිත්‍යයි දුක්ඛයි අනාත්මයි කියන ඒවා දකින්න පුළුවන් නම් ඒක විපස්සනාවක්. ඒකෙන්දී මේ විශේෂයෙන් කියනවා අපි හුස්මක් කියලා දකිනවා නම් අනිත්‍ය දුක්ඛ අනාත්ම නෙවෙයි දකින්නේ. නিত্য සුඛ ආත්ම. මොකද හුස්ම කියලා දෙයක් නিত্য කරගෙන ඒකක් දීලා. ඒතර ඒකේ සුවයක් තියෙන ගතිය. ඊළඟට ආත්ම සබහ දැන් මේ මෙතන දැනීමක් විදිහට බලනවා නම් අර නිත්‍ය කරගෙන නමක් දෙන්න දෙයක් නැහැ. මේ හුස්ම කියලා පැවැත්මක් දෙන්න දෙයක් නැහැ. මේකන දැනීමක් තියෙනවා, ඒක ඇති වෙනවා නැති වෙනවා. Isn't if we see the feeling here, is it arising and passing?
Yes. If that is your focus. Yes.
දැනීම ඇති වෙනවා නැති වෙනවා. තව දැනීමක් ඇති වෙනවා නැති වෙනවා. තව දැනීමක් ඇති වෙනවා නැති වෙනවා. ඒකට ඒයි අනිත්‍ය බව දකින්න පුළුවන්. Can you explain how to see dukkha? Anitya is arising and passing away.
Anitya is not just arising and passing away, it's the uncertainty of it. It has to, dukkha also has to do with it's not under your control. This is, we don't use this one because it's so subtle, and you generally don't see dukkha. You generally fall into samatha. You just start thinking in, out, or you just, the Visuddhimagga even describes it. It describes using this to see subtle and more subtle and more subtle until you enter into the jhanas and you're total peace. It turns into a concept. You get the paribhaga nimitta and enter into the jhanas. So it's not that it has to be. This can actually be perfectly good vipassana, but it's hard to see. You asked this question of me, and well, I don't practice based on here, so I don't have. But the reason you asked the question is because it's actually difficult to see dukkha and anatma. You can see it, but
Here
it is very clear. You practice with me for one day and you will hate this meditation technique because it's changing all the time. Sometimes your stomach is clear, sometimes it's not, it's missing, sometimes it's long, sometimes it's short. Yeah, it will be stuck and uncomfortable. It will be totally out of your control. You will see the three characteristics quite clearly because this is the body, and the body is anityai, dukkai, anatta. You will see very clearly. You try to force your breath to be this way or that way, force the stomach to be smooth like the breath, no? Because the breath can be very smooth, but you force the stomach to be that way, you will suffer immediately. So, it's preferred to focus on the stomach when you're using, when you're practicing vipassana, because it's not going to lead you to the samatha. It's going to lead you to see quite clearly anitya and dukkha and anatta.
Husme etana baluwama anitya dukkha anatta tika dakinna amaruwi kiyala kiyanne mokada denima godak siyum hinda bade pahak thiyena beluwa titara pahasui kiyana eka dakinna mona me wenas wima හැමතිස්සෙම එක විදිහකට නෑ. හුස්ම නම් අපට සමහර විට යම් කිසි මට්ටමකට පාලනය කරන්න පුළුවන්. මේ බඩේ ස්පහත් වීම එහෙම පාලනය කරන්න බෑ. එක වෙන්න දීලා බලා ඉන්න එකයි කරන්න තියෙන්නේ. එතකොට ඒකේ දැකීමේ හැකියාව වැඩි කියලා කියනවා. දැන් ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේලා පුරුදු කරලා තියෙන ඒ ක්‍රමයේදී අනිත්‍ය දුක්ඛානාත්ම බව දැකීමේ හැකියාව වැඩි කියනවා. බල තද විලාවදී තියෙන කරණම් දුක ගතිය දැනෙනවා වැඩි. ඒ වගේ වෙනස් වෙන ගතිය අනිත්‍ය ස්වභාවයේ දකින්න පහසුයි. ඊළඟට මේක පාලනයක් නෑ කියන අනාත්ම ස්වභාවයේ දකින්න පහසුයි කියලා කියනවා ඒ බඩේ ස්පහත් වීම බලන එකේ. ඒක මෙතෙන්දි දකින්න බැහැයි කියනවා නෙමෙයි දකින්න අමාරුයි.
If you want to see the three characteristics here, stop focusing on the breath, focus on those sensations.
Yes.
And I will give you a technique. If you want to test this, you can test my technique and see whether it works. Focus on this sensation and say to yourself, feeling. Don't focus on the breath, focus on the feeling. Say to yourself, feeling. And use the mantra. You don't like the mantra, okay, but try it for me. Feeling, or if it feels cool, say cool, cool. If it feels hot, say hot. And you will see it confounds you because it's changing all the time. You try to get into a rhythm, there's no rhythm. You try to anticipate it, you can't anticipate it. You try to control it, you can't control it. You will see the three characteristics even here. But you need to have the correct practice, and you need a strict practice that will not, because the mind wants to go back to nityang sukhang atman, nityang sukhang atta. It wants this. So it will constantly seek out that type of practice. And that's fine, it can lead to samatha, but it will not break free from the samsara. Not until you see anitya is dukkhaya.
If you don't
like it, then I can guarantee you're doing it. It's a good thing because it will challenge you. Teach you anityam dukkhana.
In fact, many of us here used to practice the feeling here.
But you didn't use the word.
No.
Try
no words at all.
Well, you try the word and you tell me what the difference is.
Vachane tedagina balanna kiyala kiyanne. Denakota e vachane hitin kiyanna puluwan.
It's the reminding you.
I can aye matak karala.
If you don't like it, no problem. Next one.
Yeah, next question. I normally don't feel any pain during meditation. Is there a special reason for this? Some of my friends complain of severe pain during meditation, but this person doesn't feel any kind of feeling.
Very good punya, no?
Let me translate it. Bhavana karaddi කෙනෙකුට වේදනාව දැනෙන්න පුළුවන් කර මේ ප්‍රශ්නේ ඒකට තියෙන්නේ මට නම් කිසිම එහෙම රිදීමක් දැනෙන්නේ නැහැ. හාමුදුරුවෝ කියනවා බොහොම හොඳයි ඒක පිනක්. පෙර පිනක් කියලා සුඛාපටිපද.
But I noticed many of you are sitting on chairs. Now if you're sitting on chairs because the pain is debilitating, that's fine. But if you're sitting on the chair and coming and telling me I have no pain in meditation, then I say why aren't you sitting on the floor?
පුටුවක වාඩිලා ඉඳන් නම් මේක කියන්නේ බිම වාඩිලා බලන්න කියලා.
Because that is how we're supposed to be sitting. That is the best way to sit in meditation. And then maybe the pain will come.
He's not getting any pain, but when he's doing anapanasati, then he got the pain in here, the air is touching here. That is also pain.
Feeling, sukha-vedana.
Sukha-vedana is pain.
That is
not the pain, but happy feeling.
When
you touch air in the nostrils.
Not pain, but it's also feeling, one type of
feeling. When air touching in nostrils.
You
get a pain. That is a kind of
pasana. Yeah, pain in the sense it's a kind of feeling. Three types of feelings.
Yeah, but sukha, she's talking about, this person is talking about pain in their practice. Not every vedana is pain. Some is sukha vedana.
Yeah, I think he's referring like, we can't feel pains, but indirectly it is a kind of sukha vedana.
Yeah, but sukha doesn't mean pain. Sukha means pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure, the one type of feeling. So isn't it again vedana upasana if you just see about it?
The feeling itself is vedana upasana, yes,
yeah,
of course.
Happy,
but that's not what
feeling.
The question is. He's going back to the old question or he's trying to relate to this question? Or
no, one question is that person doesn't feel any
pain. Yeah, but this is not pain. This is, he's talking about something else.
Yeah, but if he doesn't feel pain, means indirectly you are feeling kind of happy.
Ah, yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. So the point is that it's no problem.
Yeah.
It's not a problem that you don't feel pain. The question, but the question is why? Why don't I feel pain? Well, probably you have a lot of punya. But good answer then, if that's the point, then that's the point. It doesn't matter. People misunderstand. They think the Buddha taught dukkha, you know? They taught dukkha satcha. So you have to be in pain when you practice. Why am I not in pain when I practice? It could be that you're practicing samatha meditation, so you're avoiding the pain. That does happen. You know, samatha meditation, you focus on a single object, and it takes you away from the pain. It's called transcendental meditation for a reason, because you leave behind the difficulty. So that's possible. But it's very possible for someone to practice vipassana meditation without pain. Doesn't mean you're without suffering, because all vedana is suffering. It's dukkha. No? It's all under dukkha satcha.
Like
the Buddha was staying in this barn and it burned down around him or something like that. And all this noise and everything, and he didn't even hear it because he was in samatha. Or he was in Nibbana, which is even
විපස්සනාව නෙවෙයි වැඩේ. ඒක විපස්සනා මේවා දකින්න පුරුදු වෙන එක තමයි මේ කරන්න කියන්නේ තමයි තමයි. සමත විපස්සනා දෙකේ වෙනස අඳුර ගන්න පුළුවන්. ඉතින් මේ කයේ දැනෙන ඒවා දැනෙන තරමට තමයි බලන්න පුළුවන්. ඒක ඒ කාය විපස්සනාවේදී ඒවා දැන් අපි සමතෙන් කෙලින්ම ධාන මට්ටම් වලට ගියොත් කය නොදැනී යනවා. එතකොට බලන්න අමාරුයි. එතකොට රිදීමක් තියෙනකොට බලන්න ලේසි. ඒක බලන එක විදර්ශනාවක්.
But it's not necessary to feel pain. That's the
problem. ඒක අත්‍යවශ්‍යම නැහැ. You can practice samatha and then later on vipassana as well.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand what I mean by samatha, because again, if you don't follow the Visuddhimagga, you don't understand. Samatha and vipassana have to go together, but there are certain meditations that don't have anything to do with reality, so you can't call them vipassana. So they are strictly samatha, they only have tranquility. So that's what we have to distinguish. It's not bad, but you have to be clear that you're not yet practicing vipassana in that case. So mindfulness of the kasinas, for example. It's kasina meditation, it's in the Visuddhimagga. This is samatha.
That is Yugananda. You can practice both.
Remember, one for, if you read the Yugananda, you don't have to look in the Visuddhimagga. Samatha first, then vipassana.
Yeah.
Vipassana first, then samatha. Both together.
Yeah.
And then this fourth one. So if you're just practicing samatha right now, then you won't feel pain. That's one possibility. It's also possible you just have no bad karma. Not so likely.
Then there's another question regarding two types of meditation. How would walking meditation support sitting meditation? Is there a distinct relationship between the two types of meditation? Okay, just a second. Sakman bhavanavei, okay, vadiyala karana bhavanavei yatra sambandhe mukadda, ivai ekakata ekak support karana gatiyak tiyenada naththam ivai monada wenaskam kiyala.
We have one description that I know of in the there's more than one. But the main description that the Buddha gave of how to spend your day in meditation, and this is the, this isn't quite answering your question, but as background, you know, this description that the Buddha gave more than once, that from the hours of 2 a.m. till 10 p.m., you are to practice walking and sitting. You know this? So during the day, which is 6 a.m. to 6... No. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you're supposed, that's the day. And during the day, except for your meal, you are to do walking and sitting in alternation. This is what the Buddha said. At night, you separate it into the three yamas. The first yama and the last yama, you both do walking and sitting in alternation. Same. And it's only the 4 hours at night that you lay down and do lying meditation.
කරන්න කියලා තියෙන්නේ සක්මනයි වාඩි වෙලා ඉන්න එක. සිටින් මෙඩිටේෂන්. මේ දෙකේ මාරුවේ මාරුවට යෙදෙන්න මේ ආහාර ගන්න වෙලාව ඇරෙන්න. ඊළඟට රාත්‍රී කාලය අපි දැන් මාතේ යම් කිසම දියම් කිස හුලියම් කිස කියලා එහෙම තුනකට බෙදලා ඒකෙදී පෙරයම් කිසේදී කියන්නේ ආපහු සක්මනයි වාඩි වෙලා කරන භාවනාව ඒ දෙක මේ රමදීයනේදී තමයි සතපේ නාමසීලා එකත් භාවනා පිළිපෙහෙට තමයි උදාගන්නේ ඒ ඉරියව්ව දීලා තියෙන්නේ අනිත් වෙලාවට කරන්න කියලා තියෙන්නේ වාඩි වෙලා ඉන්න භාවනාවයි අවිදින භාවනාවයි
So this is why we do one walking, sitting, and not just sitting all day. Now, the rationale is given by the Buddha himself, and so this answers your question. If you look in the Panchaka Nipata of the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha gives 5 benefits to walking meditation. Translate that.
Sattam Bhavanavidi. 5 benefits. Vasi pahak. Anguttara Nikaya sutraka sandhanaya kiyana satman bahanaya kiyana.
The first benefit is you can walk long distances.
Palavani eka godak aeta ævidinna puluwan. Ævidinna wenata heta.
The second, it gives you patience in dealing with work in your it gives you patience anyway. The third one, it helps digest food. Food.
Help digest.
Sitting will not do that. Sitting is bad for you after you eat.
Canning passes. Every day, neka godak khandari canna dilavanna udav wenawa vaadi ilai mata wada. Vaadi ilai mata
Everyone, doctors say this. They say this is one reason why monks get a lot of sickness is because after they eat, they go and sit. Actually, they usually go and lie down. But it's not. You have to. My teacher, every day after his meal, he's 91 years old. Every day after, he still will go walking meditation.
Guru Hamudru, or Vidwanu Mekakwaya Saitama, Dhani Gattatapasse, Sakman Bhavanavi Edenam. Doctors' advice, karane kaplu kaapu gaman nidaganne epa kiyana eka ithin godak swaminna hansalata nidaha denne e hinda kiyala tiyana ka.
These are the Buddha's reasons, no, not my.
Eka budhrajana mahase deshana karapu vidhiya. Ite sakman bhavanawa godak wedagath kiyana e aahara digalima. Eka thunmeni
third one. Number 4, it helps overcome sickness.
අපරවිනේක තමයි මේ ලෙඩ සනීප කරගන්න ලෙඩ වලින් මිදෙන්න උදව් වෙනවා. Overcome sicknesses.
The because of the blood flow and the, you know, the circulation.
Api legamana gamane ehema hondata diunu karana navigane.
And number five, and this is the answer to your question, the samadhi that comes from walking meditation lasts long, lasts an extended period.
Eka godak wedagath samideyak man hitanne godak ape addakala thiyena sakman bhavanaen passe anapana satiye wage wadi wenahama ena samadhiya godak hari strong godak vela.
It lasts long, is what the text says. So that means that after you do walking, the benefit of walking is still there. Not so much in sitting. Sitting doesn't have the same power to last beyond.
Sakman bhavana yedila ita passe karana vaadiyala karana e bhavanawa hungak vela pavathina godak vela inna puluwan e samadhi. ඒ විදිහට බුදුරජාණන් වහන්සේගේ දේශනාවක්
ඒක. So this is why we practice walking first.
ඒ හින්දා තමයි මේ සක්මන් භාවනාව මුලින් කරන්නේ. මොකද ඇහි?
What is the reason?
The what?
Asking what is the reason for that?
Why is it that way? Because of the energy involved, you know, the activity involved, it cultivates a certain power and energy in the mind.
Is it Bhante because of sati, the walking meditation?
Oh, yeah, sati when you're sitting.
Improving faster.
Than sitting?
Because the object is moving, still you keep your attention. Sitting, it's mostly kind of one point.
Shouldn't be, not in Vipassana meditation. It won't be one point.
Okay. If you are looking at different places.
No, I would say it's the energy in the walking. It's the physical energy that supports the mind. It's like you're revving up the engines, you know. What is the state of the body after you've done Satman Bhavana? The state of the body after you finish, your body is energized. Your body is ready to go. So when you sit, you don't fall asleep. When you sit, you are charged, and because it is constantly moving, there's a ability to smooth out the all of these physical problems as well. So because it smooths out your digestion, because it smooths out sicknesses, because it gives you patience, because it's a work. The feeling you get after you do walking is you have a sort of a smoothness. Sitting, if you just come back from work and do sitting meditation, there's many problems with that. That walking meditation is like an activity to burn up and smooth out, and you feel much smoother when you sit. For physical reasons and mental reasons, I would say. Try it when you come back from work. Try doing walking meditation instead of sitting. You find you're sitting, you're racing. Mind is racing everywhere. But walking, you can smooth all that out. And then do sitting meditation. I used to do this when I was studying. In between study sessions, I would get up and do walking meditation. And it's very good for smoothing out all the stresses and all of the problems in the mind. Because it's physical as well, and the body has a part to play. See, it's helpful. Anyway, that's the Buddha said, so don't take my word for it.
Also to overcome Tina Mitta, no?
And yes, but that's specific. And that's worth saying, is that specifically walking meditation helps overcome Tina Mitta, whereas sitting meditation will help overcome Udaccha. If you're restless, if your mind is restless or worried or anxious, sitting meditation would be more useful. You know, if you look at the Bodhjhangas, the seven Bodhjhangas, when your mind is distracted, you only focus on the concentrated ones. And sitting meditation will help you more with that. Lying meditation. If you're falling asleep in sitting, what did the Buddha say to Moggallana? He said, get up and do walking meditation. Why? Because walking meditation is good for energy. So that's specific. That's not one is better than the other, but they have specific benefits there, which is important.
Sakman bhavana godak hondai thiyena nidde wedi avasthawala nidhi mata wedi avasthawala sakman bhavana vedeneka udaw wenawa thiyena nidde adu karaganna eken uddachcha kokkocha hite visirena gatiya wedi ayata karanna kiyanne vaadila
ananda no ananda ananda did walking and he had too much uddachcha. So he had to sit down and get samadhi up, and as he sat down, right away it balanced the faculty. His udaccha was quiet.
Etana eke hetuwak kahanawata wada eka buddha deshanawak kiyala meva.
Okay, we have too many questions, no? What is the time? Okay, well, we have another maybe one or two questions and that's it. Unless you just want me to answer questions all day.
I don't know what this is asking. If we keep our mind to the present moment, please describe the meditation. Maybe. If we can keep our mind to the present moment, is it?
Do you want me to describe a meditation that allows you to stay in the present moment?
I think no need to meditate, no?
That means we are not thinking about past or future.
Yeah.
They are not future planning in our minds, as well as we are not thinking about past things. Yeah. He is thinking about present moment.
Yeah.
That's the question I did.
Right. So you want me to describe the meditation?
To develop that, what kind
of? How to develop that? I just described one this morning. Yeah. So when you remind yourself, this is this, this is that, your mind is here and now. Your focus, the thoughts that arise are clear thoughts about reality. When you say to yourself, pain, pain, that's a thought in the mind. It's a clear thought of the present moment.
Okay, just one more. What is the difference between bodily sensation and pain?
Pain, pain is right. That's a good question.
Sorry, kaye denimai, ridimai atara venasa mokada?
You'd have to talk to someone who studies Abhidhamma. The difference is that I'm just not sure where dukkha vedana fits in. It's a technical distinction. The difference between what rupa, right? Rupa is the four dhatus. So you're only referring to the heat and the cold, the pressure, the hardness and the softness. The cohesion you don't experience. So when these get too strong, when they get beyond a certain limit, the body has some reaction. The brain or the bodily systems have some different reaction. I would suggest that that's pain. I would think you'd look at the scientific definition of pain, because it's only a physical difference, right? The mental, the mind is still hasn't decided if it's happy or unhappy or neutral. But dukkha vedana, and this is only in terms of the five types of vedana in, because vedana is understood differently, three types or five types. With five types, you separate between physical pain and mental upset. And there are certain mind states that only have physical pain, but not unhappiness in the mind. So that would be simply a physical distinction. You could talk to a doctor and maybe ask what are the differences. How do you tell if something is pain versus something is just a neutral bodily sensation? And it's just a technical distinction, I think.
Is it dukkha and domanasa, two types? Dukkha you can feel on the kaya ayatana.
But what's the difference between dukkha vedana and upeka?
Domanasa is more mind.
No, dukkha vedana and upeka vedana in the body. What is the difference? If it's bodily neutral feeling in the leg, say, versus bodily painful feeling. What is the difference?
So isn't it something we impose? It's kind of sankhara.
No, I don't think so. That's the tricky thing here. Is there is specifically a...
Because if you watch pain, it would not be a pain anymore.
Arahat still has physical pain.
Yeah.
Still has dukkha kaya vedana. I think.
But not mental effect.
But no mental effect. So I would... could be right. It could just be how the mind perceives it and says, oh, this is painful. Even if it's not upset about it, it knows that that's painful. And certain people know certain sensations as painful. But that's a very technical question. I wouldn't worry about it. Let's skip on next one. Something useful. If you feel pain, you just say pain.
I think we are putting feelings to sukha vedana. Yeah. Pain is putting to suffer.
Right. Yes.
Sukha and dukkha. Feelings put into sukha vedana.
Feeling?
Pain is put into suffering.
Ah, but sukha vedana. Well, in English, the word feeling can refer to pain as well. Pain is a type of feeling in English. There's painful feeling, there's pleasant feeling, and there's neutral feeling. So, still can be pain.
One more question asking, when you practice meditation, is it possible to see previous lives?
Absolutely. I can teach you. You want to know how to... But you have to follow the Visuddhimagga. There's a very specific meditation. The Visuddhimagga is a wonderful book, and I'm sad to hear that Sri Lanka has given up their own heritage. But the Visuddhimagga is a wonderful manual that teaches you so many things, especially things like how to remember past lives. There's a very detailed explanation. If you want, you can come ask me, I'll explain to you how to remember your past lives. Very simple. Well, very easy to explain, very difficult to do, I would say. But I knew a Thai man in California. He came to me and he said he read a book explaining how to do it, and he just went home and he just, in his free time, he just cultivated this. And over some months or so on, he said he remembered something. He remembered something from his past life. True, not true, I don't know. But you can.
Anyway,
it's not what we're practicing.
Yeah, one more practical question.
Keep it practical.
The Sakman Bhavana that we did today was done without closing eyes.
Right.
Since we could see the things around, person's concentration could focus on other objects as well.
Right.
Therefore, how could we focus our mind only on the steps? There's another note as well. Since other meditations are done by closing eyes, it's easy for the person to focus on one thing.
Well, that's not categorically correct. There's no categorical difference. When you can't close your ears and your nose and your tongue and your body, so you're still experiencing things either way. If possible, we probably would have you close your eyes walking, but you might fall over then or run into something. So it's not necessary to close your eyes. Even sitting, it's not necessary. But it's tradition and it's useful. But in walking, we much prefer to keep our balance. That's, I think, most important. You don't need to close your eyes because you can still focus on one object. Not one object, but on the present moment. But probably we would have you close your eyes if we could. It just wouldn't be practical, but you'd fall over. You don't agree?
It varies. Like different people.
You do walking meditation with your eyes closed?
No. With open eyes.
You're crazy, I think, to do that.
Otherwise, I may hit somewhere.
That's the biggest reason. Technically, the argument is not strong because you can keep with the foot. Just because your eyes are open doesn't mean you have to focus on what you're seeing.
Yes.
If you focus on the foot, eventually your mind is able to stay with the foot. But practically speaking, that it's true that it would be easier to focus on the foot if your eyes were closed. I think that's clear.
But I think if you can develop it up to a point where you can walk with open eyes without distracting, it will be much better.
So another good point is that, yes, for practical purposes in your life, you don't want to, you know, something comes to... That's what I did when I first started meditating. I went home and my family was shouting at me, saying, oh, you're crazy, you're practicing this crazy teaching, Buddhism, some crazy religion. And I would just close my eyes and say, rising, falling. But it doesn't... They weren't so impressed by that. It wasn't a very good idea in terms of creating family harmony. So when you live in the world, you can't just close your eyes and block everything out. You have to be able to keep your eyes open and be mindful. That's an important point.
So you have to develop it gradually. Initially it may be disturbing, but later on
yeah,
it should be able to. Okay. කරදරයක් වගේ දැනුණාට ඇස් ඇරගෙන ඉදිනකොට විතරේනේ දුවනවා කියලා ඒ විදිහට පුරුදු කරගන්න පුළුවන් නම් ටිකෙන් ටික පුරුදු කරනකොට තමන්ට පුළුවන්කම එනවා.
But we're not that's not our primary concern. I still think we would have you close the eyes if you could, because we're not concerned about what happens later. We're concerned about what you see now, and you probably could see better if you're actually
ඇස් පියාගෙන යන්න පුළුවන් තැනක නම් ඒ විදිහට කළාට ප්‍රශ්නයක් නැහැ. මේ වගේ තැනක සමහර විට අමාරු ගිහිල්ලා හැප්පෙනවා වෙන්න පුළුවන්. තමන් ගෙදර වගේ කරනකොට වෙනම තැනක් තියනවා නම් ඇස් පියාගෙන කළා කියලා වරදක්
නැහැ. But I closed the eyes and walking meditation. In that experience, I got lot of samadhi in that time.
Yeah. So sure, thanks.
That is my own. Everyone is trying to do that.
I'll accept that, but it's dangerous. I've ran into the wall before. We would do walking and sitting all night, you know. We would do this meditation all day, and at night, when you're falling asleep, you will run into the wall.
About 20 minutes I opening eyes. Now then I have experience in that later. After that I shut down my eyes and do meditation.
Sure, but you can fall over. If you get deeply concentrated, you'll lose your sense of balance and you can fall over.
I didn't turn. I straight go and came back.
Right.
Then no problems.
Yes. So you could also hold on to a railing or something and walk around the jetty or something.
Trial and error.
Anyway, but there is a point that you don't want to be avoiding, so there's no need to close your eyes. It's good practice as well to. It's not something to be think. Well, that in that case, walking meditation is useless. No, it's actually quite useful to train you, to challenge you. Walking meditation is essential. It's the problem is as we pull away from the texts and start just practicing by tradition, we go to what is easiest. So that's why you see people focusing on meditation that is comfortable, meditation that is peaceful, and walking meditation is one of the first things to go because it's more, you need more effort. It takes more exertion to do walking. So quickly people are more comfortable just sitting and finding peace. And most people just, after a long day, they just want something to make them happy. Nobody wants to come home and have to study their minds and see the Four Noble Truths. No one wants that. So quickly, anyway, let's try and answer more questions.
It's time to tea break, I guess.
You should quit then, no? If you have more questions, you have to come see me.
මේ ඉතර හම්බුන්න කියයට ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ හම්බ වෙලා අහගන්න පුළුවන්.
So the schedule now is walking and sitting, and then we'll have a tea break, right?
First tea break.
Yeah, now they just had lunch. You have to do walking now, and then it's well up to you. You want the tea break now? The Buddha didn't have any tea break.
It's already prepared, so we can go.
Have your tea.
අපි ගිලම්පසට විවේකයක් කරගෙන ඒ අතර කාට හරි ප්‍රශ්න තියෙනවා නම් ඒක මම සම්මාසයෙන් හිමිට ඊළඟ පස්ස ආරපැත්තේ තියෙනවා ගන්න ඒ විස්කර්ෂණය තියෙනවා.